بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we do the dua of love. Beautiful dua. Dua asking for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان من دعاء داود عليه السلام اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one of the du'as from the du'as of Dawood alayhi salam was this du'a. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for your love. I ask you, Allah, implore you for your love. What it means that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me this ability to love you. That's what it means. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Allow me to love you, O Allah. Grant me that love for you. Wa hubba may you hubbuk. And grant the love in me for those that love you. Make me love those people also that love you. The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people that recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah Pak, make me love those people also. So the first is make me love you, and then create love in my heart for those pious people that love you also. Make me love these type of people. Now the first part of this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, O Allah Pak, make me love you. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this is also in keeping with the command of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving those people also that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we are instructed to do, to keep in their company, to stay with them. Because when we stay with them, what will happen now? This will also take us to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the means, one of the roads of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to stay with those people that have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part of this dua, وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكُ. And O Allah, make me love those actions that will take me, will cause me to reach your love. Make me love those good actions that have such an effect in them that they will cause me to reach your love. So in other words, your love I am aiming for, to get that love. And allow me to love those actions that will take me close to your love, that will take me and bring me towards your love. Now here these actions are many actions, but specifically those actions that bring about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them mentioned in the ayat of the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to them that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, follow my sunnah. So following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such a great extent. So if we bring that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, then we get the love also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person loves good actions and those actions that bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there won't need to be any reminder. Like how a person loves money, nobody has to remind him in the morning that you need to open your shop. Nobody needs to remind him that you got work to do. The person knows every morning on his own he's going, because he got that love for that money. He knows what he's going to get in the end. And like that, when a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll automatically start loving these actions now that will take him. Allah Pak will give him the tawfiq. But in this dua also, he's making dua that Allah grant me the love for those actions that will take me to your love. Now nobody will need to remind him that you need to wake up for tahajjud salat. Nobody will need to remind him that you may need to make tilawat of Quran. He won't need, because this person got that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he misses this out, once he's got the routine, and now he misses this out, he'll feel a great loss in his heart. That is a sign that he's got love for these actions. That is a sign that he got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he commits a guna also, he feels very bad in his heart that I disobeyed my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could I have done this? What a serious thing I have done. So this is a sign that this person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these things worry him, when he misses out his tilawat, his zikr, his helping of people, his reading his daily routine, his wazifas, etc., and his salah, takbir-e ula, first saf, all these things are important. And a person has genuinely got love, now he'll feel hard and he'll feel hurt in his heart. Why did I have to miss it? What caused me to miss it? So now he'll be even more careful for the future. The next part of the dua, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi. O Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own life. So beloved make your love to me that it is even more beloved than my own life. The thing that is most precious to each every person in his life, Ask him to give his wealth, he'll give his wealth away. Ask him to give his property, he'll give his property away if he has to. But the last thing he'll want to give away is his life. He's going to protect his life. No person wants to give their life away. It is so precious. So here Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us this dua of Dawood alayhi salam, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make your love more beloved to me than even my own life. Wa ahli, make your love more beloved to me than even my family members. After a person's life, when it comes to his family members, he loves his family. So even more beloved to me than my own family members. And wa min al ma'il barid, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make your love more beloved to me than cold water. On a hot, scorching day. We don't really see that type of weather here, but when a person goes to the Middle East, etc., and when he's traveling through the desert area, and it's hot, and he's keeping fast, then he'll know how thirsty this person feels. Or maybe he's not even fasting, but there's no water around. He can't find water, and it's hot, and the person is feeling for water. And then at the time of iftar, for example, when that cold water, that cold zamzam is presented to him, with what relish he drinks it, and with what love and enjoyment he drinks it, now he appreciates what this water is. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes when we have this happen to go through the experience, we are very thirsty. We should think of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make your love more beloved to me than even this cold water. Even cold water, make it more beloved. Like how I relish that cold water on a very, very hot day. I may have not had water at all, and how I enjoy it. Make your love more enjoyable, more relishing, more beloved to me than even that cold water. What a beautiful dua. Dawood alayhi salam, let us try to make amal on this dua, on what is required of this dua, of bringing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because love is such a thing, such a beautiful thing, that it makes a person act without him even reasoning, without him even analyzing. Take a child. The child needs to be changed in the middle of the night. The child is crying in the middle of the night. What causes that mother to do it with so much of love, to change the nappy of the child, to feed the child, for the parents to worry about the child? Sometimes they won't even sleep, but they'll take care of the child. Sometimes you've got to take the child to the doctor or to the specialist, or sometimes they will have to treat the child in some way. Now they'll go out of their way to take all that, yet the child is somebody, something that is that has just come into their life. The newly born is something that has just come into their life. But what is causing them to go that extra mile to take care of the child? This is the love that Allah has put in the heart. So like that, when a person has got love, then he doesn't reason and he doesn't ration and he doesn't ask, why must I do it? He just does it from his heart. So this is the beauty of love, and this is the beauty of asking for love. Because when a person has got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he won't ask, but why must I do this? What is the hikmat and what is the benefit of doing this? If I'm going to just read the words of the Quran, what he won't ask, what is the benefit? He'll just do it because he's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the beauty. This is the strongest magnet. This is, love is a thing that creates such a bond between the two parties. The strongest bond that can be created is the bond of love. And then when a person, now he will actually look forward, because he's got love for the beloved, he will actually look forward to that door that will take him to the beloved. And what is that door? That door is death. The person won't shy away now from death, but he'll actually look forward to death. He'll look forward to going through that door. Why, that is the door now that's going to take me to the beloved, if he really, really has love in his heart. Let us recite this dua one time and try and make amal on it. Allahumma inni as'aluka حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.